Good day, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Wessex Safety Hour conference call hosted by Clyde Howard, Head of Control. My name is Bob, the event manager. During the presentation, your lines will remain on listen only. If you require assistance at any time, please key star zero on your telephone and an operator will be happy to assist you. I'd like to invite all parties, the conference is being recorded, and now I'd like to hand over to Clyde. Thank you. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Bob. Welcome, everybody. My name's Clyde Howard. As I said, I'm Head of Control for Wessex Routes, and welcome to the Wessex Safety Hour conversation. So, we'll start as we need to go on. This is the safety brief for the 23rd of February 2016. In the week past, we've had 68% of attendance on the Safety Hour attendance list. There's been 71 close calls reported last week, and we'll just go through some of those close calls and some of the incidents and accidents which have occurred during the previous week. So on the 17th of February 2016 at Petersfield, a signaller was walking past an open locker door in the signal box when they caught their right leg above their knee on a padlock clasp holder, breaking the skin and bruising. On the 18th of February at Wall, a P-Way operative was on a BAMS, which is a machinery for track chair screws, for within a specified time of up to 15 minutes when he reported a backache to the COS. The operative was taken off duty and he required a GP visit. On the 19th, the day after, at Wool, a member of Works Delivery was stacking up sleepers within the possession with sleeper dogs when his hand slipped trapping his middle finger on his right hand. He didn't think much of it at the time, but when he got home later on, he had to go to hospital due to a lot of pain in the hand, and it found out that when he went to hospital, they found that he did actually fracture his hand. On the same day, on the 19th of February, at Bairnstow campus, a traffic centre technician was waiting at a barrier, at barriers leading into a car park, when the traffic light changed to green and he drove forward. Unfortunately, the road barrier, which rises beneath the car, hadn't fully lowered, and the underside of his car struck it. That's the ramp. The individual was driving his personal vehicle, which was damaged, but he sustained no injuries. And on the same day at Rains Park Station, a member of Electrical and Plants was carrying a transformer over the tracks when his glove slipped. He tried to readjust his grip, but as he did so, his foot became caught and his chest landed on the running rail. The individual continued working, but he was in a lot of pain. So he went to hospital the following day and it was found out that he had cracked some of his ribs. And then a late report on the 19th of February again, and this is at Waterloo, involving a Works Delivery manager. He reported an accident when it had occurred when he was stepping down from two steps from Clapham P-Way cabin. By the steps were two round ferrules as part of the connected to the base chairs, which he was not aware of. He stepped onto them and then fell backwards, injuring his neck and finger, requiring a hospital visit. So quite a few kind of accidents to people and incidents there. I suppose lessons to be learned about, especially in signal boxes when you've got locker doors open, etc., is to look where you're walking and to make sure that when you've used the locker that the locker door is closed again. And again, some of the other oddities about Bairnstow campus, I suppose, is about the ramp. When you approach the ramp, it shows a green light when the barrier is still up in the air. And that's something which has been flagged up at our route council as well a couple of weeks ago, so we will be taking that forward. Okay, so they're the incidents over the previous week. Attached to the email which was sent out yesterday, there's a couple of links there about driving awareness. So this is a video, an interactive link. It's done by the Department of Transport, and it allows you to take an assessment online. It challenges you about your distraction and multitasking, about how you can effectively demonstrate how distracted you can become when driving if you're using a mobile phone. So that's quite a good link. I did it myself this morning. It takes about 10 minutes, that's all, but it's a good, useful link. The next link attached to the safety email was about the construction business, and this is just a presentation about giving you a background of some of the accidents the construction industry have during the year in their type of industry. So similar to the railways, they're dealing with heavy equipment. They've got an awful lot of workers carrying out the frontline tasks, and that gives you a kind of an idea of the type of accidents and incidents that they get involved with. And an awful lot of those are to do with slips, trips and falls, lifting and manual handling, and falls from height and struck by objects. So if you think about slips, trips and fall, that is a huge amount of the incidents and accidents we get as well. And then the third attachment we have to it is also about is the IP Southern, which is their weekly update. That's infrastructure projects. That's the home safe presentation they do each week. And that kind of tells you about an incident which happened with a near miss on the Thames Link project, and how the incident could have been avoided. And also involved with that is about some information about medical emergencies, and it kind of gives people the opportunity to think about what you would do in your own areas if you was to become in a medical emergency, either with your colleagues or anyone you come across when you're driving or within the work site. So there's a bit of information on that, which is really useful for people. It also tells you about cranes and about why it's really important that some of the standards we stick to, especially with tower cranes and when we're dismantling them, and the kind of things that can go wrong. So it gives you a bit of background about an incident we had at London Bridge Station when a load became unstable and inverted, and effectively meant that scaffolding tubes and pieces of equipment fell from the crane onto the road below, onto the station canopy, and on top of a train which had burst in platform 11 at London Bridge. So fortunately nobody's hurt, but it could have been a much more serious incident, especially if it hits an individual on the station or a passenger or anyone in the road. So there's some lessons learnt there about what to do. And then another incident about a person who tripped at Dover Priory. He was stepping onto ballast and then slipped and fell onto the track, and he's currently off work at the moment with torn ligaments. And there's also information here about wearing gloves and what would have prevented an accident in terms of removing corrugated iron from a nearby shed near the track. Okay, and then it goes into a bit more detail about about bird nesting season. So we're coming up to that in March, well, between March and July. And especially for our colleagues who are working out on the track, or off-track clearing, vegetation, etc., we are by law mindful of the fact that when we carry out vegetation clearance that we have to be careful about nesting birds. I think that's about it on that one. There's a bit in there also about driving and getting involved in third-party accidents and what to do. A company was recently fined £7,500 for safety failings after one of their employees died. He was assisting a lorry driver when he was struck by a passing car and received fatal injuries. So if you think about some of the incidents and accidents we've had in the past, over the past 4 or 5 years on our route, we've had a number of individuals struck by cars when they've been taken on barriers on local control, or some of our S&T teams when they're out fault finding at level crossings, etc. So it's just kind of a reminder that if you are carrying out those type of work, then you should be wearing full PPE so that you're visible not only to trains but also to traffic on the highway as well. Okay, Bob, I think we've got some question and answers next, please, if anyone's got any questions they want to raise.
Thank you. So, ladies and gentlemen, your question and answer session will now begin. If you wish to ask a question, please key star, then 1 on your telephone, record your name, and press the hash key. Just ensure that your line is not on mute at that time. If you then decide to withdraw your question, simply key star 2. All questions will be answered in the order received, and you'll be advised when to ask your question, and all other lines remain on listen only. So just remind you, if you wish to ask a question, please key star, then 1 on your telephone, record your name, and press the hash key. Thank you.
Questions.
are no questions at the moment. So again, just remind you, if you wish to ask a question, please key star then one on your telephone, record your name, and press the hash key. Thank you. And there are no questions emerging. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Bob. Well, if there's nothing else to add, then I'll close this week's safety conversation. Just a reminder that if you do have any close calls, we had 71 last week, and we normally get a bit more than that. So just to remind people, when you're out and about, please do use the close call facility. Okay, that's it. Thank you very much, everybody. Speak to you next week.
Thank you. So, ladies and gentlemen, that concludes the conference call for today. You may now disconnect. Thank you for joining, and enjoy the rest of your day.